RTE Radio 1 Sport with Kia. Going electric? Plug into the new Kia Ceed SW plug-in hybrid.
Kia. Movement that inspires.
Good morning again, Darren.
Good morning, Audrey. And we'll start with news of a very important victory for Rory McIlroy last night. He ended his long losing streak at the Wells Fargo Championship. Finished with a 68 last night to finish on 10 under par. He won it by a shot. And it's his first victory on tour since November 2019. And the timing really couldn't be any better because it comes ahead of the US PGA Championship, which takes place in 10 days' time. And a number of noteworthy points on the win last night. It comes just 6 weeks after he started working with his new coach, Pete Cowan. He thanked Pete afterwards, but he also thanked Michael Bannon. He said he'd never mention Pete without talking about Michael too. His caddy, Harry Diamond, played his part as well, especially on 18. His drive found trouble near a stream and he encouraged Rory to take a drop, which he did. And from there, he found the green with an 8-iron and 2-putted for the title. And his all-round game looked much better as well. Most notably, his putting didn't miss from inside 6 feet in all 4 rounds. And he also confirmed he almost didn't make the start line on Thursday with a neck issue. More on that shortly. But first, what was the overriding emotion after finally getting the win?
I mean, relief that... You know, I've won again. Relief that my season, I feel, is sort of back on track, and more just satisfaction at the journey that I'm on and the process that I've been going through to try to get back to this point. There's been a lot of hard work. I've put my head down. I haven't really looked too much in either direction. I've just tried to do what I need to do and. You know, for a couple of months there, all that hard work seemed like it was not really getting anywhere, wasn't providing me with much. But then it's, you know, as I said at the start, it's such a funny week thinking that, you know, knowing that my game was pretty good coming in here and then have my neck completely lock up on me on the range on Wednesday afternoon, not even thinking I was going to play on Thursday. And then I'm sitting here on Sunday night with a trophy. It's been a bit of a funny week in a way, but I'm just glad that I got through it and played some really good golf over the weekend.
Yeah, he certainly did that. Great performance as well from Niall Carney and the Canaries. Finished with a 61 yesterday, tied for fourth on 19 under par, his best ever finish on the European Tour. Great Britain and Ireland lost to the USA 14-12 in the Walker Cup. Great golf by two Irish players, Mark Power and John Murphy, over the weekend. But unfortunately, both lost their single matches last night. Now, the new GAA season got up and running over the weekend. We had the first round in the Allianz Hurling League. Result of the weekend went to Antrim. They marked the return to Division 1 with a 2-point victory against Clare. Cork scored 5 goals in their 7-point win over Waterford, and Wexford too strong for Laois. We're going to talk to Brendan Cummins shortly, but first let's hear from Kieran Clark on that win over Clare.
As it means everything, when I was saying there, you know, it's only 2 points, but it does mean loads to us, and I think it will mean loads to those watching at home. Again, I hope they're at home cheering us on, and hope it'll not be long till they're back out watching us. Perfect start, tough campaign, but you wouldn't want it another way. You know, you want to be up here playing with the best, you know, challenging yourself, and you know, I think we've done that.
Brendan Cummins joins me. Brendan, was that result of the weekend?
I think it was, Darren, yeah, and it certainly wasn't any major surprise to me. I mean, since Darren Gleeson took over the Antrim team last year, having been a coach up there, he's done a fantastic job. You spoke to Kieran Clark there, you heard he's passionate about the supporters, but I think watching Antrim last year, I mean, Paddy Burke is centre-back, Keelan Malloy around the middle, and the return of Neil McManus to full fitness last year during the league, and the Joe McDonough, he'd only been a bit part player, and it was really frustrating as a hurling man, I suppose, to be looking at him coming on, and he was wondering, was he going to break down, but he was certainly scoring one of the points in the finish to get Antrim over the line. But no, Clare and Antrim are in stark contrast to each other. Clare, you know, they're struggling for form. Going up to Corrigan Park is never an easy place to go, especially if you remember Laois a number of years ago, Darren. I mean, they nearly beat Tipperary above in Croke Park when they had momentum behind them, and Antrim are like that now. They're on the crest of a wave, but certainly big question marks over Clare. And the good news or bad news for Brian Lowen is there's another game next weekend, and if they can win next weekend, it'll give them a little boost and really get them back on the road again.
Yeah, nice one to look forward to at Wexford. Did any other performance catch your eye?
Yeah, I think the performance at Cork was particularly interesting. Below, I suppose, on the racetrack, there's Páinc Chaoimh with the hard ground and all that. They seem to find a little bit of their identity, and I think it's no coincidence to have a fantastic management ticket in there with Kingston from last year. But that little addition of Donal O'Grady, I think, has added that extra bit of bite into their play. The way they tackled down was extremely impressive. I mean, they scored 5 goals, but the foundation for that win was all based around they swarmed, they tackled with huge problems in the Gaelic grounds the night before with the tackle, but Cork seemed to have nailed it against Waterford the weekend. Now they come to Turles next Saturday. It'll be important for them that they build on that, that it's not just green shoots that'll be stamped out, but certainly it was an impressive performance from Cork and Páinc Chaoimh the weekend.
Let's finish with the new advantage rule. It caused a lot of confusion over the weekend. I don't think there's any harm in me just kind of giving you the wording and giving our listeners the wording of it this morning, Brendan. So traditionally, before this year, player had 5 seconds to make use of possession. That has now changed. Advantage can only be played in 2 circumstances, a goal-scoring opportunity or by creating on time and space. Essentially, no advantage if you're surrounded by a number of other players. How do you think it worked?
I didn't think it worked that hot now, to be honest. I couldn't see why we're trying to fix a problem that doesn't exist. Our referees, while we'd be always giving out and shouting and roaring about him on the line and all, what's he doing this and what's doing that, I think that it's been crazy stuff. I mean, the Gaelic grounds, there was pullbacks. The Limerick gave away, obviously Jason Ford scored 11 points from frees. Limerick giving a little tug as the player was getting away just to slow him up. That was going to be a free, and tip players were inside, and the other side of it really was scoring points for fun as well from frees, where Limerick players would have wanted to get that advantage. So hugely frustrating. I think what's going to happen this week, we're going to see an awful lot of altering in the way players are going to go about the tackle, the way the games are going to be played. So the players and coaches will adapt, but certainly I hope to God that we're not seeing an All-Ireland final that turns into a free taking competition. I can't see why this has been introduced. It wasn't a problem in our game. Black card, perfect. To bring in that, because we had seen a lot of those cynical fouls creeping in, no problem with that. But certainly disadvantage rule, I just hope that it doesn't make our game more stop-start than it needs to be. Hurling is unique and that's so free-flowing. The ball moves so quickly. Just let him play and let him at it. I don't see why it was introduced.
Good talking to you, Brendan. Finally, West Brom relegated from the Premier League, lost 3-1 to Arsenal, and Sam Bennett won the green jersey at the Tour of Algarve.